Knowledge.
Wisdom.
Crystals.
Magic.
Divination.
Empowerment.
Healing.
Take back your light.
Love.
Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Hello, my darlings. Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show. Oh, yeah, the Pepsi's kicked in already. It is, what, the 18th today of February? And tonight is going to be a little wonky, to say the least.
Yes.
Instead of T and I doing our normal blah, blah, blah that we do, what have you done this week? We are going to do something a little different. T is taking the night off. She is having a day. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
Thank you, frickin' retrograde. Mm-hmm. So what we are doing is we are having our lovely Candy and Michelle on the entire hour. How cool is that? Welcome, Michelle. Welcome, Candy. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Doing great.
It's just you, Lisa, really. It's only you.
Yeah, we're just hanging out with you.
Nobody else is on the show, just me, and I'm not that entertaining, so no. So we've got Candy and Michelle on for the whole hour. Yay! Okay, ooh. Candy, let's start with you.
Yeah.
How you doing, honey? I'm pointing at you like you can see me.
You're flashing. Does that count?
Yes.
You're not sparkling.
No.
I am doing really good. I'm having a lot better day than I did earlier this week when I found out I was allergic to penicillin.
What? Okay, first of all, why did you have to be on penicillin?
Well, they pulled a tooth and they gave me antibiotics, and I haven't been on penicillin in close to 100 years, you know. And I took one, and I itch so bad. And they say, now I have an allergy to penicillin.
You know, they say that you could develop allergies later in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just took me by surprise because I just didn't think I had an issue with it, you know.
But you're feeling better now?
I am feeling really good, and I've never itched so bad down in my scalp and down in my ears and the bottom of my feet. But now it's over, and so I am thankful for that part.
Oh, yeah. Nobody likes to be itchy. Mm-hmm. Michelle, darling,
yeah.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing much better.
No, what happened to you that you're doing much
no,
better?
Everything's been great. I know that personally I have been going through like this crazy energetic shift, and it lasted like 2.5-3 weeks, and it was quite a trip. But yeah, I'm doing great now and coming out of it, and things are wonderful. And I haven't had any interesting experiences with penicillin or the snow storms being in an accident, so I'm very grateful for that.
I am so okay. Everybody knows that I've got my broken foot. It's defective. And it makes it so that I cannot drive. Part of me is kind of thankful. I'm not going to lie. Because I hate driving in the weather as it is. And this has been such a... I even blogged about it. This has been such a effed up winter. Mm-hmm. This is 2 years in a row. I'm still bitter from last year when it was snowing in May. And now, come on.
Yes.
Yeah,
enough is enough.
Yeah, this winter has been something crazy.
It's insane.
It was the universe that did it, Lisa. They put you down so you wouldn't have to drive in the winter.
Thank you, universe.
Keeping you
safe. Oh, God, I just looked up, too. Oh, my gosh. I'm just in a weird place today.
It's that Coke.
A cola, so nobody thinks I'm a druggie.
Well, I'll paraphrase. She had Coca-Cola.
And lots of it.
Pepsi, technically.
Yes, Pepsi. It was technically Pepsi and tacos. Oh, but you know what? On my Taco Bell Hot Pocket. Okay.
Wow.
Hot sauce packet.
I didn't know they were those there.
It asked me to marry it.
That's so sweet. I'm
stunned.
Now, if you'd gotten it on Valentine's Day, that'd have been even more special.
Yeah.
Oh, it would. I'm thinking about it, though, really. But then, you know, I haven't had a husband yet that works. So I'd end up having to support that thing, too. So maybe not.
And when the sauce ran out, it might all be over.
Oh, for sure.
But it'll sure know how to keep. No, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, no.
Why is I always tease T that it's me or that it's her that brings us to the shark level, but it's me. But you know how last
you know what?
Week
she rubs off on you.
I know she's just trouble.
She's gonna get me for that.
She's gonna be listening and go, "Ooh, Michelle's in trouble."
Go last to the tea office.
Yes. I promised to start, or we introduced a new segment called, what did we call it? Lighting Up Lisa, or Light Up Lisa, or something stupid like that. And since I'm the only single one out of all of us girls, I said that I would do this, and I'll start dating. Not because I really care about dating, but just because it'll give us something interesting to talk about.
Okay.
So, I've been so busy working. And you know, this weekend was crazy, and T's like, well, you gotta date some, you gotta stick one of the dates in there somewhere, because I keep saying no to all these guys, and I'm like, meh, I don't care. So anyway, T's like, all right, well, looks like the only day that you can do that is Friday, and I'm like, all right, I'll do like a coffee thing on Friday. And then I remembered it's Valentine's Day on Friday. Oh. So hell no am I going on, was I going to go on a date on Valen-frickin-tines Day. No. Valentine's Day during a retrograde on a first date? No. So I will start that next week.
That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And if T asks you, just tell her you did it on astral.
Yeah.
You're dating astrally right now.
I like it. Of course, they won't have a job either, so.
And you'll have to support them.
I just don't think so. What I need is a sugar daddy. That is what I need. And he has to be 98 years old, a billionaire, with no heirs.
I just want you to read books.
No kids.
Yeah, no kids. No anything. He just has to sit there and enjoy watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with me. That's what he gets out of the relationship. I get everything else. I think I've earned that.
Those are great criteria.
I think he would earn.
Yeah. Does he have to have his hair?
No, he doesn't have to have anything. A heartbeat. At least for a little while till he puts
at
me
least,
in his will.
After yeah, that, I was going to say, at least till that's over, then you're good.
Yeah. And then we're all moving to Honolulu.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Take us all.
And we have totally it on there. Air.
Yes. I even bought a lottery ticket. I didn't get one number.
Oh.
So, no Honolulu this week.
Well, my so poor we daughter... Yeah. My poor granddaughter had her worst Valentine's Day ever. And so now she swore off men forever and she's only 14.
Oh, wow.
Oh, poor baby. Oh,
okay. I keep telling her it'll get better. You know, just go with it.
Eventually.
Oh, now I'm telling you that, Lisa. It'll get better. Just go.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I just don't care.
She'll reach that point.
Well, the guy's going to have to be... Oh, also, all these guys are listening to our show, so hi.
We will give out Lisa's email at the end of the show. And please put your criteria and your specifications on it.
So, yeah. We have a good show tonight, or a great show tonight. We've got Candy, who's going to share some wisdom with us. We've got Michelle, who's going to talk about crystals. We've got a special thing on the Mercury in retrograde, because that's kicking all of our asses. It started, hey, Josh just put my email on there. Smart ass. So it's going to be a fun show. We picked out good music. T picked out music. I picked out music. Michelle picked out music. Josh teased me about the music.
Yeah. Of course.
She did. So you are listening to the Cityspell show that is going to be a little off the chains tonight. And I've got some news and I've got some spells. I want to talk a little bit about Teresa and Vinny. T, the poor thing, is going through hell. Well, so is Vinny, obviously. But Vinny, her husband, as you know, was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And he started his radiation. And he was driving to his radiation today when he got into a pretty nasty car accident. He's okay. He survived it just fine. But their car didn't. That on top of everything else that they're going through. And, you know, their family has just given so much to so many people and helped so many people. For God's sake, they bought a person a house, you know?
Yes.
And now, I mean, they're in pretty, I wouldn't say desperate times because that just sounds so awful, but they need help. So I was hoping that our listeners would go to the GoFundMe page that we have for Teresa and Vinny. It's called Kicking Cancer's Ass, I think is what I called it. So if you could go there and, you know, even if you just donate a dollar, man, all that helps. I mean, they've got bills. I mean, anybody that's been sick even just a little bit knows that the bills can add up. Think of cancer and how catastrophic that is. So if you could please go there, and we'll put a link on our website and on our Facebook page. Our website is citispell.net. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/citispellshow. We would really appreciate it. What else is going on? Oh, also, T is going to shave her head for if she gets her goal of $400 for the Polar Plunge. You can go to Polar Plunge Minnesota, look up Citispell Show, and you can donate to our near-death experience cause. I agreed to color my hair, oh Jesus, pink, purple, and blue if I meet my $400 goal, which is frightening.
I can't visualize that.
It'll bring out the color of my eyes. I'm just kidding. Okay. So if you can do that, that would be awesome. Yeah, really. Well,
get you a unicorn horn, and you'll be all set. I mean, you're right there.
And glitter. Glitter.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, have to have the glitter. I love all things sparkly. I'm drinking more soda. This might be not a good idea. So there's that. Oh, and you can go to 1201beyond.com, and you can get T-shirts. So 1201beyond.com, you can get T-shirts with our logo on it. T and I will be on your boobages. That would be fun. Do I have anything else? Ooh, the Empower Emporium is this weekend.
Yes.
It's going to be fun and exciting. We've got speakers. We've got people that are going to go up there and teach. Candy, what are you doing, honey?
I'm teaching, I think, 4 workshops, so I'm excited.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to have a booth.
Busy girl.
Yes, and I'm so excited. So.
And I'm spending all my damn money at your booth.
She is.
I mean, I really enjoy it. It's my first time there, so I'm really, really excited. And I plan on being there every year, every month, except March, because I will be out of state. But I plan on being a regular there now.
Oh, yay. You're going to have so much fun. The people that come there are just amazing, and all the vendors there are so cool. We've got healers. We've got readers, all kinds of different readers and psychics, all kinds of cool products, stones, and just all – it's awesome.
I'm really excited.
And I will be there, obviously. Oh, and we have food. I get it catered in by the best, of course. Yes. Oh, and I kind of run around like a chicken with my head cut off, saying hi to everybody and giving hugs and eating treats. So the Citispell Show will be there. Everybody will be there. Be there or be square. In the meantime, we are listening to the Off the Chains. Oh, what does T call it? Crapshoot Tuesday. Or, what the fuck, today?
Sounds about right.
We're going to take our first break, and we will be right back.
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a smile.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare, protect, survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now. Control is available.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Citizen Spell Show. So we have been dealing with the Mercury in retrograde a week before the damn Mercury in retrograde when my phone died. Still haven't replaced it. Gotta say, don't miss it. So what we're doing is we have this great informative man who is going to tell us all about Mercury in retrograde because, you know, it's so much, and there's so much information, but I can't explain it very well. So that's why we are having Tenebrian Prince come on, and he is going to tell us all about the retrograde, what we can expect, what you should do, what you can't do, basically how to get through it, because Lord knows we need him, because retrograde just sucks. Would you ladies not agree?
I agree.
Definitely.
I mean, it's like anything that could go wrong does.
Yep.
And I, you know, some people, like my friend that I work with, I'm like, retrograde. And he's like, there's no such thing. Bullshit. because I can tell even without looking it up or if we're in a retrograde. Maybe it's just because I'm, you know, a Gemini and apparently it affects us worse. I don't know, but I can tell. He doesn't believe it. I think he's dumb. So, ladies, how does retrograde affect you? I know that we can't do spells during a retrograde because basically it'll backfire. A spell gone awry. How does it affect you guys? Does it affect you emotionally at all, or do you notice it?
Emotionally, for sure. Excuse me. And lately, I don't usually have this issue during retrograde, but this one has been crazy. We talked about it last time, I think, before, with the whole retrograde tongue. And I can't talk at all. I'm like, what is wrong with me? I just went through this yesterday with Eric. I'm like, oh my gosh. I feel like a 4-year-old trying to learn vocabulary or something. It's ridiculous.
Sign, no contracts.
Candy, how about you?
I'm doing the same thing, emotionally up and down a roller coaster, and don't look at your contracts because just put them off until after retrograde.
And don't get married.
I have a dumb outsider question if I can ask about the retrograde thing. What if the spell you want to do is meant to backfire, and then it backfires, but it actually does what you intended it to do in the first place? Then would that then backfire because you meant it to backfire or not?
Yes.
Why would a spell meant to backfire?
Anything you want to bite you in the ass, do it then.
Yeah. Well, because if you're like, you know, self-flagellation or something, that you're like, you know, pain is the cleanser, but it actually doesn't work and it ends up helping you. I'm just saying, yeah. As an outsider, I'm having fun with this. Sorry.
No, that's good.
I was trying to keep up. It's like too much for my little brain. So we are going to now welcome Denebrian Prince, who is going to tell us all about the hellish that thing called the Mercurian retrograde.
Hi, good day to everyone. This is Denebrian Prince, and I'm here with you with a quick astrological report. And I'm here to give you a bit of information regarding to the Mercury retrograde that's going to take place from the 6th of February throughout until the 28th of February. In this time, a lot of things normally take place within Mercury retrograde. And it also get blamed for a lot of things in our life when this period of time do occur. But the question is, what does it mean? Does it all deserve our attention? What exactly is a Mercury retrograde? For those of you who don't know about the astrological happening, here is a lowdown in the layman terms. The planetary rules communication, which is Mercury, it rules communication, it rules travel, contracts, automobiles, and such. It goes into retrograde motion, or motion that makes it appear to be going backwards in the night sky. This normally happens like 3 times a year for approximately 3 weeks at a time. Whenever Mercury is retrograding, there are usually much confusion. People forget the little things, and delays and frustration do happen. Astrologers recommend against starting anything new when Mercury goes into retrograde mode. But even if you can't begin new endeavors, you can also still use the aspect to good use as well. You just need to learn to work with the energy of Mercury rather than against it. Let's explore the pros and also the cons of this cosmic force and how to wait out the period until Mercury goes forward, or you would say direct. There is a wind-up period about 2 weeks before Mercury goes retrograde. During this period of time, you should finish pretty much any business at hand. When Mercury goes to retrograde, make sure you have all your current project, I would say, finished. And what it is, for example, anyone, obviously for myself, I'm a Gemini person, so obviously whenever like Mercury into the retrograde, because we are known specifically for communication, anything have to do with the mindset. So I think sometimes that do affect us more than what we even think. But to all of those out there who are Geminis, these are the time that we have to be very cautious with our words and whatever we have to do with information as well at large. So here are a few of the don'ts which I would include into this video that you shouldn't be partaking within that period of time. What to do, what not to do during the Mercury retrograde, the don'ts. Don't start anything new within that period of time. Don't make important decisions. Don't buy computers or any appliances, etc. Don't travel without any backup plans. Don't sign contracts. Don't buy a new car. Don't negotiate a contract. Don't file a lawsuit or anything have to do with court matters. Don't start a new job. Don't begin a new class at that time as well. And don't go on a first date for that matter as well. Don't expect things to move quickly, nor don't take anything for granted. Those are the don'ts. And what to expect within the period of the Mercury retrograde. You're gonna expect people to get angrier. You're gonna have more crazy drivers on the street. You may have more accidents because, like I said, a lot of miscommunication be taking place. Then also you're going to have miscommunication. You may have a lot of quarrels within relationship or just normal relationships. You may have a lot of computer going to be breakdown. You may have severe delays whether by travel or any kind of commute. You may have a lot of mistakes taking place. You may have slow mail, games, a phone tag. You may have wrong directions, miss appointments, and also a lot of things which, you know, you can think of yourself that could ever go wrong within that period of time. And what Mercury retrograde good for? If you know when Mercury retrograde hits, which is about every 3 months, you can work with it rather than against it energy. Remember, there is a re in retrograde. So these weeks are good for redoing just about anything. And few of the examples are for the re is to reapply for a job, redo your hair or whatever the color is. You can rewrite your resume. You can review your bank account. You can renew a loan. You can repair your car. You can recontact past clients or friends or family members. And you can also do some research as well of your own. So those are just quick things, like I said, within the period of time, come up to the Mercury retrograde. And bear in mind, like many people might be skeptic about it, but even though you might be skeptic, the planetary shift will be taking place regardless of our input or our output. So bear in mind, for those who pay key attention to the planetary shifts and see how whatever role it does play in your life, this, like I said, simple report is to kind of give you an idea for this coming month with the Mercury retrograde. So keep in mind, like I said, that you can do more research on it. Like I said, this is just like a layman term or layman report, just so the basic people could understand it. For those who want to understand the Mercury retrograde or anything have to do with the planetary shifts and stuff. So this is just my few words on it.
For me personally, I already knew quite a lot of that. However, the way he broke it down was just, and his voice, my God, he had a very sexy voice, don't you think?
Yeah.
But retrograde for me is just, yeah. Keep it from stupid. I thought it was really informative. I really liked it. I can't stand retrograde. I know we get them, what, 3 times a year, sometimes 4. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Is it 3? I think it's 3.
Yeah, I think so.
And every single time, it's just like, come on, really?
You know, I can feel it coming on.
Mm-hmm.
My whole body kind of cringes, and it's like, oh, no, we're going into a retrograde. And then I can't talk.
Yep, I hear you.
It's always my problem. I mean, my computer right now, it's acting wonky. It's shockwave is busting, and YouTube videos are stupid. I mean, everything that's anything that's communication-wise just gets wonky. So, I don't know. Just done. So, we're done on the 20th. And then we will... I've got spells for you that we will do in the next segment. But and we will post them on our website. But don't do them until after the 20th. I don't know, man.
Three more days?
I'm glad we're not going to be in it during Imperium Emporium. I can't even say that now.
EE is much better.
EE is way better.
But then I think of one, I always come up with E.T. wants to phone home. It just kind of flows in my head that way.
So we have a birthday coming up. Did you know that?
Wow.
I do now. Yep.
Our little Superman, Joshy Hadley, his birthday is on the 20th, the day that the retrograde ends. I'm going to light up his Facebook like no other. It will be. Oh, Josh, by the way, you know where the Taco Bell is next to me? It's on Hadley Avenue. I was going to take a picture.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
We were going to take a picture for him.
You know what's funny? One of my favorite movies of all time is James Cameron's Aliens from 1986. Mm-hmm. Guess what the colony on LV-426 is named? Hadley's Hope.
Oh.
I found that to be really ironic. Have you ever seen the Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Remember Clancy Brown as the sadistic guard captain?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Hadley.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Just a few things.
I think that's awesome. So I'm going to light up your page on the 20th. It's going to be insane. Oh, and did you know that Josh had a day on his Facebook that he did not rant about anything? He said something actually really nice. I don't remember what it is, but I remember I was going to say something about it.
Yeah, just shatter the image. Go ahead.
Shed some light in there.
He, because, you know, Josh's Facebook is constantly ranting and raving about absolutely everything that you could. Not that he's not a puppy dog, but his online persona is, holy crap. He had something very really passionate. Nice to say. Yes, very passionate. But he accidentally stuck in a nice thing on his Facebook. And I'm like, oh, my God, I even emailed Teresa. I'm like, you're not going to believe this. Go look at Josh's page. Poor Josh. Right, we're going to take our next break, and we will be right back. You are listening to the Cityspell Show on Crapshoot Tuesday or What the Fuck Wednesday.
I love that. That's fucking awesome.
Me too. Thank you.
In body, mind, spirit, and metaphysical delights in the western suburbs, the Fairy House in Buffalo, Minnesota is your next enchanting stop. Located near gorgeous Buffalo Lake at 6½ Division Street in Buffalo, Minnesota, come in to enjoy and relax in the realm of the Fae. Call 763-233-1354 for more information on hours and events. Welcome back! All right, so ladies, I have three news stories for you for tonight.
Awesome.
One of them you may have heard. Well, all of these you probably, well, maybe, I don't know. Oh, God, the Coke. A cola. Jeez. So the first one, barber body count at 22. Did you guys hear about this Craigslist killer?
Yes. Okay. Nuts.
So Sunbury, 19-year-old Satanist, didn't know that part. Miranda Barber admits to killing Troy LaFerrara of Port Treborton. Oh, jeez. In a prison interview Friday night, she said that she considered sparing his life until he said the wrong thing. She also said LaFerrara was one of dozens of such victims she killed in the past 6 years. Barber, with her husband... Why don't they have normal names? Elite? Barber, 22, of Sealands Grove, has been charged by Sunbury Police in the November 11th fatal knifing of LaFerrara. She requested an interview that was recorded by the Northumberland. Why, people? Can't they just live in, like, a normal city? Like, I don't know, something that's easy to say. County prison on Friday night. While she offered scant details of her participation in the slayings in Alaska, Texas, North Carolina, and California, city police confirmed Saturday they'd been working prior to her revelations on Friday night with investigators from other states and the FBI about Miranda Barber's possible connection to other killings. The majority of her murders, she said, took place in Alaska. City police on Saturday would not comment on the status of those investigations. Asked Friday night how many people she had killed, holy crap. Miranda Barber said through a jailhouse phone, "When I hit 22, I stopped counting." She wants to plead guilty to LaFerrara's murder and said she is ready to speak with police about her other victims. "I can pinpoint on a map where you can find them." The 42-year-old Port Treborton resident was killed on Barber's 3-week wedding anniversary. "I remember everything," Miranda Barber said. "It was like watching a movie." She said she agreed to have sex with the guy for $100, whom she met through a Craigslist ad. The two met in a parking lot in, Susquehanna Valley Mall in Hummel Wharf. Oh, God. And drove nearly 6 miles to Sunbury. At one point, she planned to let LaFerrara out of her Honda CR-V. He said the wrong things, she said, and when things got out of control, I can tell you he was not supposed to be stabbed. My husband was just supposed to strangle him. According to court documents, Miranda knifed him 20 times as sat in the back seat with a strap cord wrapped around his neck. She said upon her arrest, Miranda Barber on Friday repeated that LaFerrara tried to grope her, but she said it was her words that set her off. "I lied to him. I told him I just turned 16, and he said, that's okay. And that was what set her off, because apparently she didn't want it wasn't cool for him to want to have sex with an underage person, so she killed him. So basically, you should be very careful about hooking up from people on Craigslist, because you could be a serial killer. My ex should be reading this.
Nah, I won't go there. I just won't go there. It's too easy.
It's way too easy, I know. But I can't even.
That's just unbelievable.
That's like,
she has a warped sense of morality. Sorry, she has a warped sense of morality. It's not right to go have sex with someone underage, but it's okay to kill him.
Right. Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Oh, okay, our next news.
And that just proves, I'm sorry, real quick, that just proves that there's somebody out there for everyone, because he's just as crazy as she is.
True.
Oh, definitely. But they stopped counting at 22. Oh my God.
It's insane.
Oh, our next piece is Saudi religious police hunt down Twitter witchcraft accounts. Saudi Arabia, which is the largest number of Twitter users relative to internet users in the world, has formed a special task force to track users of the popular social media who are accused of spreading vice and witchcraft. The Commission for Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice, which serves as a religious police of the conservative Gulf Kingdom, is conducting surveillance of Twitter accounts in an effort to rein in heightened interest in subjects relating to sorcery. The religious public watchdog is keeping a lookout for those accounts that are spreading vice and witchcraft through the community, said Ahmed Al-Darden. I'm screwed tonight. The commission's spokesperson, as quoted by the Saudi news network Al Arabiya. We will track down all those that are behind these accounts, whether they are men or women. We are determined to eliminate these accounts before they become widespread and out of control. So what do you think of that, ladies? Oh, my God. You can't even tweet anything. I couldn't live there. I'd be burned at the stake for sure.
Oh, talk about a witch hunt.
Yeah, literally. And our last one actually happened here in Minnesota, in St. Paul. And I wanted to talk to you guys about this because I just found it so interesting. Whales, organ music. St. Paul residents try to replace eerie early morning sounds. Part ocean waves, part wild animal call, part distorted howl. Whatever the sound was in St. Paul on Thursday morning most likely came from the Mississippi River. The sound began bouncing through the southern edges of St. Paul around 4 a.m., stretching from the Highland Park neighborhood and along the length of Shepherd Road in the area of West 7th Street. Neither the National Park Service or Army Corps of Engineers could identify exactly what the sound was on Thursday morning, but it most likely came from shifting river ice. On democracy.org, Highland Park residents exchanged theories about the sound's descriptions, including scraping metal, industrial grinding, voices over a loudspeaker, and even music. Between 4:30 and 4:50 a.m., the Ramsey County Engineer and Emergency Communication Center got about 10 noise calls from St. Paul residents. So people were hearing this all over that area, which sounded, and I listened to the audio of it, it was creepy. It was like,
fuck? Yeah.
And here's the funny thing, though. So I did a little search on this. This kind of thing is actually happening all over the world at different, and mm-hmm. even when it's not winter time. If you, like, go on YouTube and you look it up, it's crazy. Have you heard of this before? These sounds that are happening all over the world?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't heard them personally, like, you know, in person, but I have heard and I read that article that you referred to, and I think it's fascinating. I mean, granted, you know, the skeptic in me is like, yeah, it's just the ice in the water and blah, 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 and everything, but it's just kind of interesting that it happens even during, like you said, during the summer when there is no ice, obviously, there. So, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
I'm going to put the link to that video that I watched on our Cityspell Facebook page.
Great.
I urge you to watch it or listen to both, you know what I mean? Because it's wild. And like I said, it's all over the world. It's not just happening in the winter or in a specific spot. It's everywhere. And I just don't know what to make of it. I mean, I'm sure it's something normal, but maybe it's aliens. Ooh, I'm just kidding.
Intriguing.
You never know. Holy crap, you guys. We're out of time. This went so fast.
Well, good job.
Good job.
Wonderful.
Air fives all around.
Yay, air five.
We did it.
So, you guys, thank you so much for putting up with me for the whole hour rather than just for your little segments. Oh, my gosh. We never even got to your segments. Holy crap. I'm really sorry.
No, this has been fun. This has been very fun.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so
that's
can you
okay.
come on next week, too?
Oh, for sure.
Segments? Sure.
Okay. I'm so sorry, you guys. Remember, you guys, that you are perfect in absolutely every single way. We are in this together, this wild and crazy journey that we call life. So try and go out there and make a difference in somebody else's life, even if it's just making them smile. Today I opened up the door for somebody, and they said thank you, and I said anything for you, honey, and they smiled. So it's just the little things. Just go out there and make a difference. Check out our citaspell.net, Facebook, Citaspell Show. You can go check out my own personal blog, lisalee.com. 1201beyond.com for t-shirts and books and all kinds of other fun stuff. Michelle and
yes.
Candy, do you have any websites that you want to plug?
Empower Emporium for this weekend.
There Come and see us at the Empower Emporium this weekend. We will be open from 11 till 5 at the historic Mounts Theater in St. Paul. And remember, my poor darlings, to always remember to take back your light. Blessed be.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up. Cause I feel I was drowning in a sea spilled from a cup.
Cytospell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.